You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, lastly on the show today, we have 95BFM Wire producer Adele talking to Asian New Zealand's executive director Simon Draper.
I talked to Simon about Auckland's relationship with Asia after a survey showed half of Auckland residents blame Asia for housing prices. I started by asking him if Asian buyers ruining the housing market is a misconception.
A lot of people believe that one of the main factors in the rising house prices in Auckland and Hamilton are Asian buyers. What I've been saying is that that may be the impression, but we simply don't know because we don't have the data. The data that we do have says 4% of sales in Auckland are to foreigners, and of that 4%, 60% are reputedly Chinese, right? So 60% of 4% is about 2%. So if people are saying that is driving up house prices, I just think that's a stretch. But I really, you know, my main point about this is we simply don't know. And the reason that Asia New Zealand's interested in it is that what we're interested in is what do New Zealanders perceive Asia, and we think this this house price issue is influencing how New Zealanders think about Asia.
And why is it that you think that these opinions differentiate from different cities? So, like, as you said, like, Auckland and Hamilton think that, you know, Asians are to blame, when Wellington and Dunedin say they are responsible. Why is it that you think that these opinions differentiate?
Well, what the, so this, again, this report, which is a national survey, one of the findings in the report that's been going for 20 years is that New Zealanders, non-Asian New Zealanders, I should say, learn about Asia three ways, right? They learn about Asia by travelling there. They learn about Asia by rubbing shoulders with their Asian neighbours and friends. Or they learn about it through the media. And the fact is, if you're not in Auckland, Wellington or Christchurch, then you learn a lot of stuff from the media. And a lot of stories in the media are around house prices and stuff at the moment. So I think, perception is, you know, shouldn't be reality. And the perception out there is that in these big cities that Asians are driving up the prices. But like I say, there's no data that supports it. I'm not saying it's not true. I'm just saying we can't say it that it is true without actually having some evidence for it.
And what do you think has improved between Auckland's relationship with Asia?
Well, what the foundation, the foundation was set up, its job is to help New Zealanders understand Asia, right? Because we believe that New Zealand's future, its geography, we're Asia-Pacific nation, everything about the future for us is going to have a strong link with Asia. And we think that's really positive because we think Asia is such an interesting, dynamic place at the moment. The great thing about Auckland, where I'm from, and where I got my degree at Auckland University, the great thing is that 20% of Aucklanders now identify as being Asian. And so that's an incredible connector, between Auckland and Asia. And, Asia's not just China. Asia is, from Indonesia to Pakistan. And so Auckland has this advantage, as we see it, that it has this, substantial Asian population, which can help non-Asian New Zealanders understand and have better interactions with Asia. I mean, it's no accident that the Lantern Festival now in Auckland, largest free public event in New Zealand, Diwali, we close off the main road of our biggest city. I mean, those are great things, I think.
Brilliant, mate. And what do you expect in the future of Auckland's relationship with Asia from the surveys your foundation has gathered?
So the trend lines, every year there's a bit of up and down. But look, the trend lines are that more and more New Zealanders recognise Asia as important to their future. More and more New Zealanders, not as fast as we like, but, slowly New Zealanders are saying they understand Asia a bit better, but there's a really long way to go on that. And that's where the foundation wants to help. So if any of your listeners are interested in programs, whether they be education or media or business or other programs in Asia, look at thinkasia.nz. We have a lot of stuff that we can offer people to understand Asia better. But the overwhelming trend is the more non-Asian New Zealanders mix with Asian, the more confident they feel, that more they can engage in what is the, you know, the most sort of interesting dynamic part of the world at the moment. So I'm pretty confident about the long-term trends, and you know, it's for me that this survey is much more about much more than just Auckland house prices. It's about the future of New Zealand and where the opportunities are out there. And there's no doubt that Asia is presenting lots of fantastic opportunities in all sorts of fields for New Zealanders, but we're just not taking them, and that's I think that's a shame.
And do you expect the future would be brighter for Auckland's relationship with Asia for housing?
Oh, it's sort of a hard, you know, it's not really my area of expertise. I think that we're going to go up and down, you know. Countries, you know, have these, you know, we're a migrant country. I remember this conversation, you know, before you were born in the 80s, where it was all about Japanese investment and, you know, we were really worried about all that. You know, these things ebb and flow. I'm confident that trajectory is good. We'll have some hiccups along the way, but I think it's important for, you know, all New Zealanders to keep their eye on the main game. You know, I think our relationship with Asia is going to grow and grow. I think that's a good thing. I think there'll be a bit of, you know, there'll be a bit of up and down along the way, but I'm not sure of any country that, you know, hasn't had that. So yeah, I'm confident that the future is bright, but I don't underestimate we're going to have a few bumps along the ways. And what the foundation wants to do is provide sort of light, not heat, on that stuff. You know, the more actual information we get, the more we move away from sound bites, the better, I think.
Fantastic. I think it's really great what your foundation is doing. Have a great day, mate.
Yeah, thanks, Adele. Thanks a lot.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.